The budget was handed down in May this year, revealing that there will be over 130,000 places allocated to the skilled migration stream out of 190,000. But is this enough to cope with Australia's skill shortage? Alana Sue Navratil has this story.
There has been changes in Australia's migration system, with a 5,000 decrease in placements in the overall permanent migration program. I asked Ross Amadzi about this.
Look, Alana, I don't think it's going to change much in terms of the Australian migration permanent intake, because what the government is trying to do is redistribute that figure and really place emphasis on the employer-sponsored visas. And that sort of goes back to the way that migration was around 10 years ago when it was employer-sponsored driven. So therefore, to give you an example, if a business needs a worker, they should be able to sponsor them and also offer them a pathway towards permanent residence. So it was decreased in places where visas aren't being used, such as business visas, or not being utilized as much.
And so why, what effect do you think they're particularly, targeting skilled migrant workers? Why, what effect is this having in terms of versus family visas and other forms of visas that they could be, I guess, having more placement of?
Yeah, definitely. It will have an impact on family visas, especially when it comes to parent visas, because the way that migration works is every year there's a certain number of places allocated. So if you give more places to permanent skilled migration, and the reason behind that is to drive that under 45 individuals who are able to work, that's obviously going to take places away from family visas. So the effect that it had, Alana, is that you now have parents potentially waiting for up to 12 years to have their visa granted. And given that some of these parents are in pensioners' age, so 67 years plus, it just becomes a bit of an unrealistic pathway. So I think we will need to see a bit of a reform from the government around how family migration is going to be managed going forward. It is important to also look at the reasons why there's more places being allocated towards employer-sponsored migration. When we look at our unemployment rate, it is quite low, which is concerning, because what that means is that we've got a shortage of labour to fill in the positions that are available. I've got a lot of clients in the hospitality, in accounting, for example, and they're just unable to fill those positions. So that's why there is that big drive towards employer-sponsored migration. So for me, I personally don't see it as much of an issue. Obviously, some people may, but in order for us to get the economy back to the way it was prior to COVID, we do need to focus more on skilled migrants, so individuals who are able to come to Australia and work and assist with that post-COVID-19 recovery.
What are your thoughts on students who eventually come into temporary visas who are required to get a job in order to secure a permanent visa?
Yeah, it is a bit of a tough situation. And, you know, just to give you an example, at the moment, students are, they will be restricted to working 48 hours per fortnight. And I understand, you know, sort of the background as to why we have a student visa, and that is to study. But at the same time, we've also had unrestricted work rights for students for the last year and a half, and that has worked quite well, because if you look at cities like Melbourne, Sydney, even Brisbane, it is quite an expensive city. They are quite expensive cities to live in. And in order to survive as an international student, I do think that by lifting that work restriction, it's going to be easier for students to be able to finish their studies, get enough work experience, and then transition to something a bit more permanent. Because what we've got at the moment is candidates who are essentially finishing their qualifications, but they have zero employment experience, and that makes them essentially unemployable in some sectors.
Mm. A recent postgraduate student says
the occupations, the jobs are in government sectors, and they have this clause that if you're national, you won't be considered for a full-time position in these government organizations until or unless you're a citizen, Australian citizen, or a permanent resident. So it's pretty hard for me to find a job right now at the moment. So on looking at price for an
apartment. What are your thoughts on students who eventually come into temporary visas who are required to get a job in order to secure a permanent visa? Mr. Amadzi comments saying,
what I really would have liked to, for the government to look into is increasing the age threshold for skilled migration to move to permanent residency to the age of 55. At the moment, skilled migration threshold sits at 45.
That was Ross Amadzi, Principal Solicitor at Crystal Migration Legal Services in Sydney, speaking with Alana Sue Navratil.